Welcome to Torah Imecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Siegel, and today we will continue in the Book of Tehillim with Mizmor 17, Mizmor Yud Zayin. In the previous Mizmor, the Neshama leads us to eternal happiness. This Mizmor delineates the process that we have to go through in this world in order to achieve this. We have to struggle with people and with ourselves. David prays for success, yet he fears that his prayers may not be accepted due to the sins that he has done. He therefore begins the Mizmor by acknowledging that he has done teshuva. So although this Tehillim is not specifically designated for Elul or the Aseret Yimei Teshuva, it certainly reflects the core ideals of teshuva, tefillah, and tzedakah. Let's begin. Pasuk Aleph, verse 1. Tefillah leDavid. It isn't a song of praise, it is a prayer to Hashem, in which David evaluates himself to understand what he needs and what's really important. And then he asks God, Shema Hashem tzedek hakshiva rinasi, ha'azina tfilasi, below sifsei mirma. Listen, Hashem, to what's righteous, meaning listen to my righteousness. Pay attention to my rina, to my emotional cries. Listen closely to my prayer that is said without lips of deceit. I'm coming to you, Hashem, with righteousness, meaning I've done good actions. Pay attention to them. I've brought so much emotion into my prayer, and what I say is sincere. Whatever I say in my prayer, I really mean. The Zohar on Parshas Metzora discusses the significance of adding that what I'm saying is with total sincerity, without lips of deceit. When we daven, our words penetrate through the seven levels of the firmament of the rakia of the heavens. And as it elevates, it's evaluated to see if the words are kosher. If the words are kosher, they're sent up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to God, in order for him to do the will of the one who is praying. If the words are not, the words are pushed aside. So what makes the tefillah, quote-unquote, kosher? The answer is, if it's sincere. And we're telling God we are righteous, our prayers are heartfelt, and they are sincere. Does this describe our prayers? That's a question to ask ourselves. Pasuk Beis, Pasuk 2. Milfanecha mishpati yetze, einecha techezena mesharim. My judgment should go out before you. Your eyes should behold uprightness. David acknowledges that he has sinned. However, because he has done so many righteous acts, please don't let the sins be judged before you. Instead, look at all those righteous acts that he has done. Ask yourself when you daven, and then when you say this pasuk, I've done so many righteous acts, what are the righteous acts that you present before God? Pasuk 3, verse Pasuk Gimel, Bachanti libi pakadata laila tsraftani val timtza, zamosi bal ya'avar pi. You examined my heart, you searched at night, you purified me, and my thoughts didn't transgress my mouth. So let's look at this according to Mitzvot David. You tested my heart to see what I was really thinking, especially at night when I have so many thoughts. You fine tested me like a silversmith tests the silver to see if it's pure, and you didn't find any evil thoughts. And my thoughts were just like my words. I was not saying something that I didn't mean. My thoughts didn't transgress my mouth. When I said I had charata that I regretted, I really did. When I said that I wouldn't sin again, I really meant it. We can also understand this pasuk according to Rashi. In the past, my thoughts caused my mouth to say things it shouldn't have said, and it caused me to sin. And specifically, it's regarding the sin of Bathsheba, where David asks Hashem to give him a test. And when God tested him with the story of Bathsheba, David wasn't able to withstand the test. So here David says, I won't let my mouth ask for something so presumptuous again. Pasuk Dalet. Lifulos adam bidvar svasecha. Let the deeds of man be according to the words of your lips. And from then on, ever since I did teshuva, all actions that I did and do, meaning I learned that the deeds of man should only be based on what God wants him to do. And therefore, ani shamarti orchos paritz, I am watching the ways of the wicked to make sure that I don't follow in their path. The Radak explains a little bit differently. I'm watching the ways of the wicked, and I'm going to do what I can to make sure that I can prevent others from sinning. He turns his sin into an opportunity to inspire others not to sin. He uses his sin to come closer to God and bring others closer with him. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah 4b says that the reason that God allowed David to sin was in order for him to enable others to do teshuva. Pasuk 5, Pasuk He, Tamoch Ashurai B'maglo Secha, Balna Motu Fa'amai. Support my steps in your circle so that my moving feet don't slip. We ask Hashem to support us as we continue to move on. And there are times that people, after making a mistake, they're afraid that they're going to fail again, so they don't try. Teshuva isn't standing still and never trying again. Teshuva is moving forward, determined to try again and not make the mistake. We ask Hashem to support us as we get up so that we won't stumble again. And now that he has showed Hashem that he did teshuva, he asks Hashem to help him so that the enemies won't overcome him. Pasuk 6, Pasuk Vav. Ani karasicha chita kisa neni kel, hat az nechali shema imresi. I have called out to you, for you will answer me, Hashem. Incline your ear to me and hear my speech. The language of incline your ear is please hear what I'm really saying. You know, sometimes our words don't come out exactly in the way that we'd like them to. So we ask Hashem to listen to the intentions of our words as well. Pasuk Zion, Pasuk 7, Haflei chasadecha Moshiach chosim, mimiskomamim biminecha. Do wondrous kindnesses, save those who seek refuge, parentheses, in you, from those who rise up with your right hand. Meaning, do incredible kindnesses to those who look to you for refuge, and save them from those who rise up against them with your strength, with your right hand. Pasuk Ches, Shamreini ki ishon bas ayin, ketzel knafecha tastireini. Guard me like the pupil of your eye. Hide me in the shade of your wings. The pupil allows the light into the eyes, and it's very sensitive, so it needs to be highly protected. Therefore, our eyelids instinctively close often to protect it. Protect us like the pupil is protected, with the highest degree of protection. Also, note that around the pupil are rings, and it's as if we're asking Hashem to surround us like the rings around the pupil. Hide me in the shade of your wings. Cover us. The Malbim explains the significance of the metaphor of the eye. Protect my eyes from seeing things that it shouldn't see. Because when the eyes see something, it causes the heart to desire it, or the heart to fear what could be. And that can bring us to sin. So guard our eyes, we're basically saying. Pasuk Tes, verse 9, Mipnei Rasha'im Zu Shaduni, Oivai B'Nefesh Yakifu Alai. And he describes the enemy that we want guarding from. Guard me from the wicked who oppress me, my enemies who surround my soul. They want to destroy me for my material goods, but they also want to destroy my soul. There are different kinds of enemies. Enemies that want to destroy our bodies and in turn receive material goods, land, or even honor. And we have enemies who want to destroy our soul, our values, and our dreams. And sometimes those enemies are even within us. Pasuk Yud, Chelbamo Sagru, Pimo Dibru Begeus. They enclose themselves in their fat. With their mouths, they have spoken proudly. This illusion of fat, or this image of fat, is that they're so preoccupied with worldly desires. They just want stuff, and they want to stuff themselves with material goods and honor, and when they receive it, it makes them feel very strong, so that they feel they can do whatever they want. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Pasuk 11. Ashurenu ata sivavunu, Einayim yashisu lintos ba'aretz. They surround us as we move forward. Their eyes follow us all over the land to trap us. There is no place that we can escape from them. And certainly this is happening with David as he's escaping from Shaul and his men. But it continued even when David became king, as the neighboring countries of Ammon, Moab, Edom, and the Philistim were constantly trying to find the right time to defeat David and his nation. Pasuk Yud Beis, verse 12. Dimyono ka'arye yichsof litrof, uchachfir yoshev b'mistarim. They are like a lion who yearns to tear apart, and like a cub, a lion cub, lurking in hiding. The Malbim explains that the lion is coming to attack in the open, and the cub represents those who hide and then suddenly attack. So now that we see the viciousness and the determination of the enemy, we daven and ask Hashem, Pasuk Yud Gimel, verse 13, Kuma Hashem, Kadma Fanav Hachri'ehu, arise Hashem, confront him, bring him to his knees. Palta nafshi merasha charbecha, rescue my soul from the wicked, who is your sword. Why is the wicked the sword of God? So the Radak explains, because the bottom line is that you, God, allow the sword of the enemy to hurt. But alternatively, we can translate it like Rav Sadia Gaon, as rescue us from the wicked with your sword. You attack, you destroy the wicked. Pasuk Yud Dalet, Mimsim yadcha Hashem mimsim mechelet chelkam b'chaim utzfuncha t'malei v'itnam yisbu'u vanim v'hinichu yisram le'olalehem. David now describes how he does want to die. God, let me die by your hand, die rusted, meaning die of old age, and whose portion is eternal life, and your hidden treasures fill their belly, satisfied with children. And be with those in Olam Haba. Those who are full of hidden treasures refers to those who have done so many mitzvos, whose value is hidden in this world, and therefore you have so many treasures hidden for them that will be revealed in the future. The enemies think that they have so much fat, and that makes them proud. But we know that Hashem has hidden treasures for us based on what we amassed through doing mitzvos and good deeds. And will be satisfied with children, meaning that these people, that we will leave feeling that we have contributed to this world. That is our tefillah. So we saw teshuvah, we saw tefillah, and now we're going to conclude with tzedakah. Pasuk 15, Tesvav. Ani b'tzedek echezefanecha, esba'a b'hakitz t'munasecha. I will gaze upon your face with righteousness. I will be satisfied when I wake with the true vision of you. So based on the idea that this is in the next world, in Olam Haba, we say, because of the righteousness that I do in this world, I will wake up in the next world being proud when I see you, when I see your image. We don't see God per se. This could also be referring to the time of Trias HaMesim, when we will wake up from the ground, says the Mitzvah David. But gazing upon God's face is not only in Olam Haba. Every time we pray, we focus with concentration on God. When we pray, when we daven, we should do so with righteousness, with tzedakah. I will gaze upon your face with righteousness. I look to you when I daven, feeling I am righteous, I've done good. But the word tzedakah is also used for literally for charity, giving money to others. And tzedakah, righteousness, and tzedakah as charity are the same words, because giving money to others is not just a noble act, it's the righteous thing to do. The Gemara in Bava Basra 10a says that when a person gives money to a poor person, he merits being seen by the divine presence, as it is written, I, by giving charity, will be able to gaze upon your face. And it quotes this pasuk, Ani b'tzedek echezeh fanecha. Hence, we have a custom to give tzedakah before beginning to daven. If we want God to be righteous with us, and give us tzedakah, we need to give others tzedakah as well. We begin this song stating that our righteousness rectified the sins of the past. So now that we've done teshuva, we now daven to Hashem to protect us from those who are trying to bring us down in this world. We end this song stating that our righteousness will now enable us to deepen our connection with God in the world to come as well. We see this importance of tzedek because the word serves as bookends in the song, which begins with the word of Hashem tzedek. Listen to tzedek hakshiva, pay attention to the righteousness, and we end with ani b'tzedek echezeh fanecha, I in righteousness will gaze upon your face. And think about this final pasuk one more time before we close. When we say it, we are making a statement about ourselves and our priorities. I will gaze upon your face with righteousness. We know that after 120 years, we will gaze in God's face, so to speak, as we enter or face our final judgment. What do we want God to see in us? Our righteousness, our being a good person, because that is ultimately going to give us contentment and honor. However, we don't have to wait for the end. Every time we daven, we need to sincerely see ourselves as righteous. Because when we do, and when we are a good person, and with that we approach our tefillah, that will bring both us and Hashem to a feeling of satisfaction and pride. Thank you for learning together, Le'iloi Nishmot, Helen Moskovitz, and Fanny Lehman. Their legendary kindness supported hundreds of She'erit HaPleita in World War II. Their profound connection to Tehillim is inspirational to this day, from their grandchildren, Yitzchak and Barbie Lehman Siegel.